News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Fox News Radio, Donald Trump claims Kamala Harris is taking today and tomorrow off. She isn't. Today, Harris is visiting a Philadelphia deli to thank supporters before attending a CNN town hall. Tomorrow, she goes to Atlanta to hold a rally with former President Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen. Donald Trump this week called Harris lazy and claims he's campaigning harder than she is. At least 97,000 people in Wisconsin cast absentee ballots in person on the first day they could do it, leading to long waits at some polling sites. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there's evidence North Korea sent troops to Russia. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
What exactly they're doing? Left to be seen.
But Austin says if they intend to take part in the Ukraine war on Russia's behalf,
that is a very, very serious issue.
South Korea's spy chief says 3,000 North Korean troops are now in Russia, being trained on drones and other equipment before being deployed to Ukraine. While Moscow and Pyongyang deny the troop movements, they have sharply boosted cooperation the past 2 years. South Korea worries Russia may reward North Korea for the troops by giving it technologies to boost its nuclear and missile programs. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In New York, Harvey Weinstein's retrial on sex crimes charges in Manhattan won't start until at least next year. His attorney, Arthur Adela, says he's going to hire a private investigator to look into a new allegation against the movie mogul that will now be part of the case.
This is all about people who knew each other, who went on dates, who fooled around. Everything was fine for years and years and years, and now it's not fine anymore.
Weinstein is already facing retrial on two sex crimes charges after the state's highest court overturned his 2020 conviction earlier this year. This is AP News. McDonald's is responding to an E. coli outbreak.
McDonald's Quarter Pounders have sickened at least 49 people in 10 states and claim the life of one person in Colorado, according to the CDC. McDonald's U.S. President Joe Erlinger says the company took Quarter Pounders off the menu Tuesday in affected regions.
I want to say to our consumers that you can confidently go to McDonald's.
The FDA and McDonald's believe slivered onions from a single supplier are the culprit, while the USDA is investigating the meat.
The onset dates for this disease are between, at this point, September 27th and October 11th. If there has been a contaminated product within our supply chain, it's very likely worked itself through that supply chain already.
Erlinger made his comments on NBC's Today Show. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, McDonald's stock has dropped because of the outbreak. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.